USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The Trump administration formally approving an $8 billion arms sale to Taiwan. That new weaponry, the largest U.S. sale to Taiwan in years, it could further erode ties with the Beijing government as it views the self-governing island as part of China. The vice president out touting the U.S. economy amid fears of a coming recession. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Speaking at an event Monday in Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Mike Pence touts the economy.
The United States of America had one of the highest corporate rates in the world. But now we've lowered the corporate tax rate so that companies right here in Michigan can compete with companies and create jobs.
The vice president continues.
The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement is completed and support in Congress is growing by the day.
A report says Americans spend at least $150 billion a year on heroin, cocaine, and pot. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border will be awarded the Armed Forces Service Medal, the honor given to service members who take part in a military operation with significant activity, but in which they encounter no foreign armed threats. Soldiers were first sent to the border in April of 2018 to assist border agents. Over 5,000 active duty and National Guard troops are currently assigned to that border region. Former Minnesota and current Tennessee state quarterback Demaree Croft has been indicted on 6 counts of rape and 2 counts of sexual battery. He has an arraignment set for the 4th of September. The indictment says Croft engaged in unlawful conduct without consent last December. All 8 counts involve the same woman, the 22-year-old Croft started the final 6 games for Minnesota in 2017 before transferring to Tennessee State. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says it's giving nearly $28 million to identify and reduce lead-based paint hazards in older public housing units. Officials say that the grants will go to 38 public housing agencies in 25 states. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.